This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The strength of the brand, of the brands, is something that is to be respected. But I respect that every day, man, when I get out of that car in this parking lot. It's a responsibility to represent the black and gold, and I would imagine the guys in Dallas feel the same way. You can't put a price tag on standards and legacy, and both organizations have that. We walk on the ground that's been paved for us by those that have come before us. We feel really blessed and honored to do so, and sure that that will be reflected in the way that both teams play this weekend.
Mike Tomlin talking about the Steelers-Cowboys history. What kind of car do we think Tomlin drives?
Tahoe.
A Tahoe?
Mm-hmm.
As like a blue-collar kind of guy?
Yes. Well, kind of. Like a Chevy Tahoe. You know, like a SUV.
Oh, it's an SUV. It's not a truck. Not a pickup.
No. SUV. Kind of like a Escalade version
Chevy. You know what? That does make sense. Yeah. That does make sense. Where's he live, by the way?
Doesn't he live in Squirrel Hill?
He lives in Squirrel Hill area?
Shady Side. Something like that.
Hmm. Yeah. Never see Tomlin around town.
No. He can't go anywhere.
No, you
Where's
can't.
Where's he going to go? He's going to get bothered all the time.
Yeah. Hey, Mike, why didn't you call a timeout at the end of the game? Hey, Mike, why didn't you have Boswell kick the field goal? I bet you he would get that. I bet you he does get that.
Yeah.
He ain't walking into Giant Eagles.
No.
No, he getting his groceries delivered.
Yep.
One time I was talking to Kevin Colbert. Kevin Colbert used to get his groceries delivered.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Because he just don't want to be.
Yeah.
He just don't want to be walking around.
No.
Hey, Sully, what's up with the power play? Yeah, we get very annoying very quickly. Yeah. Fan Morning Show brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. We do this every single Friday at 7 a.m. I throw out the phone number, 412-928-9370. We want to talk to you. We want a vibe check. How you feeling about Steelers-Cowboys? How do you feel about the Cowboys? Are you going to the game? Are you expecting a bunch of Cowboys fans? 412-928-9370. Best caller on any of those subjects wins two tickets to see Stevie Wonder on October 8th at PPG Paints Arena. I'm not going to read the text somebody sent in asking if we saw the new Stevie Wonder album cover and then saying that he didn't see it. I'm not going to read that text at 412-928-9370. The text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Doran, I think the Steelers are going to win this football game. I had pause a couple days ago because I've always said Tomlin at home under the lights, I don't care who they're playing, I'm taking the Steelers. And then I think about last year. It's a Thursday night game, losing to the New England Patriots. And then I remembered, Mitch Trubisky's not playing quarterback. You got a guy now. You got Justin Fields. 7th most accurate quarterback in football, 10th best quarterback rating in football. The reason why they came back in the game last week, arguably the reason why they won against the Chargers. So now that you've got a good signal caller, and the classic bounce-back Tomlin game under the lights at home against an NFC opponent. Historically, he's done well against them. They don't have Micah Parsons. They don't have DeMarcus Lawrence. They don't have Brandon Cooks. I know you're banged up. They're banged up. I think the Steelers win, and I think they play the exact game they want to play. I don't think this thing's in doubt in the fourth quarter. I'm not saying they blow Dallas out, but I think they win the game by 10 points, a comfortable margin. I think the Steelers are a physical football team. I think Dallas is soft. And I think the Steelers get her done 4-1 after Sunday Night Football.
That surprises me. It really surprises me that you sat here and you were on your soapbox about the Steelers and how they're winning. And you've really been on that trend all week.
Mm-hmm.
And for a guy that loves Dak Prescott and was pounding the table saying that you think that Dak Prescott's going to be the next Steelers quarterback, then he gets paid a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
And now you think the Steelers are going to significantly beat the Cowboys in primetime. What happened to your Dak Prescott take?
Can't do it alone. They can't run the ball. He's going to drop back 40 times. And against this defense in particular, that ain't a recipe for success. He showed me a lot in the comeback against Baltimore. I know they didn't finish the job. He was really good down the stretch in that game. If he had been better early, though, they might win that game. He's got two guys he throws to, the tight end and CeeDee Lamb. And CeeDee Lamb's going to be a problem. They move him all over the place. Beanie Bishop might have a little dose of CeeDee Lamb this week. I don't like that. I don't like it from a size perspective. I don't like it from any perspective. If I'm the Steelers, I have Joey Porter Jr. follow CeeDee Lamb around. But that's not what you asked me. I think Dak's a good quarterback. But when you know you're going to throw it every time, and you're only running it for 75 yards a game, that's a really tough recipe for a quarterback. And I just think when you're predictable against defenses in this league, you can have some success. You can't have a lot of success.
Is McCarthy coaching for his job this year?
Great question.
And could this game be a, you know, I mean, they lose this game. And what's the record right now? 7-2.
Mm-hmm.
They lose this game. I mean, it's good.
It's Commanders are good.
Commanders are good.
Eagles ain't going to go away.
Right.
Giants look at least frisky, at least competitive-ish. Maybe. Maybe. The only reason I say maybe and not yay he's coaching for his job is because Jason Garrett got to coach there forever, and my man did not do a damn thing. Now, I do think McCarthy and Garrett are different. Like, I feel like Jerry Jones probably felt like he could just stick his hand up the backside of Jason Garrett and whatever he wanted him to say, he would say, and whatever he wanted him to do, he would do. And I doubt McCarthy's that kind of guy. He's a Pittsburgh dude. You ain't going to do that. But they keep winning a lot of games the regular season. They got housed in the playoffs last
crushed
year by the youngest team in football by a country mile. Yeah, for me, he'd be coaching for his job. Mike Tomlin would be coaching for his job, but I don't know that he is. I don't know that he is. Who's a better coach?
Tomlin.
I think so, too.
Tomlin. Yeah.
All the people, myself included, who talk about the Killer Bees era and say the Steelers probably underachieved then, you win one Super Bowl with Aaron Rodgers, that's not good enough.
Mm-hmm.
That's not good enough to me. And Rodgers has to bear some of the responsibility there. But yeah, I think Tomlin's a better coach. 412-928-9370. Vibe check. We start off with Angela in Beachview. Angela, before we get your thoughts on this game, I heard you called into the PM team the other day. Was that the first time you called them?
No, but it hasn't been. It hadn't been for a while. I'm not too keen on Malzy most of the time. But
cheated on, Angela. Like I felt
I'm sorry,
dirty.
I'm busted.
We caught you.
But yes, you know, when I think of the Cowboys, I think of who was that? Hollywood Henderson.
Yes,
that said that Bradshaw couldn't spell cat if you spotted him the C and the A. And also, he had a little drug problem. I heard he used to save his nasal sediment to use in a future date when he ran out. So he was a little weirdo. But I think Dak Prescott has the capability with Lamb to torch us. And can we really come back from that? And with all the talk about Devontae Adams, I mean, we hear that a lot in sports. We're one position away from the playoffs. Oh, we're just one guy away from being a Super Bowl caliber team. Well, we're not. Even with him, we've got an ungelled O-line. Patrick Queen has disappeared, particularly because the scheme in which they use the inside linebackers. So,
Angela, I got to stop you right there. And we love you, and thank you so much for the call. Call any morning. Now that was the same call she did with the PM team.
Mm-hmm.
He went to talk about inside linebacker scheme, which is great. God, I love Pittsburgh.
Oh, love it.
You got an old lady-ish. Old lady?
Mm.
We think old lady.
Older than us.
Calling in, talking about inside linebacker scheme. I love it. But don't try your stuff out on Pony and Muller and bring it back here.
Right.
Like, you go rehearse with them? Like, you do a little dress rehearsal with the PM team? You call up to us and you get to say it like we didn't hear it the first time? Come on, Angela. I feel nasty. I feel hurt. I'm cheated on here. I am. Okay. She does make a good point, though. A very good point. At last, we saw the Steelers pass defense. No good. Joe Flacco carved him up. And if Joe Flacco can carve you up, not practicing all week, CeeDee Lamb, tight end Ferguson, middle of the field, you had communication issues. Yeah, I can see why there's reason for concern there. Absolutely.
I was on our sister station in Cleveland yesterday doing, you know, breaking down this game, and they asked me the question, what gives you, what basically scares you about this game and, you know, the Cowboys facing the Steelers? And I was like, if there's one thing that makes me nervous and makes Steelers fans nervous or should make them nervous, it's the fact that Dak Prescott and CeeDee Lamb could be that game where they get on the same page. Because if they're when they are on the same page, they're almost unstoppable. And like, that gives me pause a little bit that, you know, seeing what happened last week with Anthony Richardson a little bit and Joe Flacco a lot of bit, if Prescott and Lamb get on the same page, it's going to be a long day for the Steelers. It will. They'll pick them apart. They'll absolutely pick them apart.
And I do think not having Highsmith, I do think maybe not having Herbig, at the very least having a limited Herbig, is going to make a difference to that end. Like, you know he's going to stand back there. You know he wants to pat the ball. You have one elite pass rusher. Get a pass rush up the middle. I mean, Cam Hayward, Keanu Benton. Larry Ogunjobi on the injury report yesterday, by the way, with a groin, which... he's been playing really good football, man. This is the story of his career. He would have been a Bear, can't pass the physical, winds up a Steeler, good, then he's not practicing last year, barely practicing, and now he's hurt again. That stinks because he's playing good football. And you need to get a pass rush on these guys. Because if he stands back there and he's not getting a pass rush, he will carve you up.
Yep.
And those communication issues, correct me if I'm wrong, they're harder to deal with at home, right? Because you got the crowd noise going berserk and stuff. Like... you got Beanie Bishop, you got Peyton Wilson. They had their issues last week with knowing what to do. Now you're at home. It's loud. Figure that out.
That, I mean, with defensive communication, it's kind of cut and dry for me, at least.
It shouldn't be an issue anywhere.
No, it should not be an issue.
And that's what kills me, is how good their defense was through 3 weeks. And, yeah, it wasn't good against the Colts. But you take those two coverage busts away, and it looks a lot more in line with what they had done the first 3 weeks. Texter, why did you cut her off? Oh, yeah, it's because Crowley has to hear himself talk more. Well, I don't think Angela's on the payroll. We love Angela. Another texter, why does Crowley randomly do a poor Boston accent with words like soft and moving forward? It's because of Mike Sullivan.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia, Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Who can top Angela's call? At 412-928-9370. Who knows? Maybe your call will be so good we will put you on the payroll. We want vibe check. How are you feeling about Steelers Cowboys? How do you feel about the Cowboys at large? How many Cowboys fans are you expecting at Acrisure Stadium? We want to hear from you. Best caller wins a pair of tickets to see Stevie Wonder.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real, we're transparent, we're having a hell of a good time with it, and we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Doran, two highlights popped up on my Twitter feed this morning, Steelers highlights, one of which was Chris Boswell kicking a 59-yard field goal against Dallas. The score at the time, after the field goal went through, 13-9 Dallas.
Mm.
Then on my Facebook feed, a Ben Roethlisberger toss to Limus Swede, who dropped it comically in the end zone, and the score at the time, 13-9.
Oh, man.
What the hell's going on?
13-9.
I have a bad day today.
You might. It's like your Friday the 13th.
Forever and always.
Friday the 13th, 9.
Mm-hmm. We used to get texts that it was 9, that it was 13 minutes to 9.
Yeah.
Every day from someone. I hope that person's okay, because we don't get that text anymore.
No.
And I weirdly miss it, because as much as it hurt, it was routine. 412-928-9370. Steelers, Cowboys, Sunday Night Football. Do we still get the Carrie Underwood?
Yes.
Okay, good.
Yeah, of course.
I haven't caught the beginning of Sunday Night Football yet this year.
You should. She is aging like fine wine.
Is she really?
Oh, yes.
Is she still married to that guy from the old Nashville Predators?
I think so.
Mike Fisher?
Fisher.
Screw that guy. I really hated her for a time there when they played in the Cup. But I generally like her whenever she tells us all to get ready for Sunday night.
Yeah, she's pretty good.
Vibe check, Steelers, Cowboys, Jason, North Carolina. Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Jason, real quick, man, where are you in North Carolina? I hope everything's okay for you and your family, man.
Yeah, thank you very much. We're in Kannapolis, which is like almost a couple hours away from everything else. But we had a lot of flooding where we are.
Well, I hope you're all right, man. All the best to you guys. What do you got for us on Steelers Cowboys?
Yeah, thanks a lot. My brother Roger is a lifetime Cowboys fan, and obviously I'm a Steelers fan.
So how does that happen, real quick, Jason? Like how do you become a good guy, and your brother is so obviously just led down the wrong path there?
Because he's always been a screw up his whole life. Yeah, there's something wrong with him. We actually think he was adopted.
You feel like the Steelers are going to win, Jason?
Absolutely. Especially after you guys were talking about our run game situation with their pass defense. I agree with you. I think Najee's finally going to have a big game.
I hope so.
I'm really looking forward to it.
Jason, yeah, thanks really for the call, man. All the best to you guys.
Yeah,
all right,
man. Thank you very much. Thank you.
What a nice man.
That was a good question. I do wonder how that happens, like with families. Like one kid will like a certain school or a certain team. The other kid's like, nah, I'm going to like this team. Like usually you would think that you would like the same teams.
And I feel like back, it sounded like he was older than us. I wonder how that happens back then. Like now, you brought this up yesterday. Like I'll see kids running around in Jamar Chase jerseys,
right?
Like playing football in their front or backyards and stuff, or Mahomes or Josh Allen. Like back then, you didn't get a lot of games on the TV. Now you would get Dallas. It was kind of like the Braves.
Yeah, probably the Super Bowl from 95. I mean, thinking that he may be a little bit older than us, and you know, my recollection of the Super Bowl, as we talked about yesterday, his was probably better. And that was probably that moment where his brother was like, "Hey, I like the Cowboys. I like Aikman. I like Emmett."
You ever look at Troy Aikman's stats?
No, but they pretty good?
No, it's like Gardner Minshew stuff.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, different era, obviously, and they ran the ball a lot behind that offensive line and with Emmitt Smith, but he didn't throw a ton of touchdowns.
No?
No.
I would think it'd be opposite. With Michael Irvin, I guess it was just Michael Irvin that he was thrown to.
Michael Irvin would have been a terrifying guy to play against back then.
Yeah, he was a competitor.
Most touchdowns he ever threw in a season was 23. Troy Aikman. Second best season, 19.
Really?
Yeah, real quick. 23, 15, 13, 16, 12, 19, 12, 17, 7.
Is he better at announcing than he was as a quarterback?
There's something comforting about him and Joe Buck.
I agree.
I think they're the best team going.
Yes.
And I think ESPN did a really smart thing bringing them in to do Monday Night Football. Because for a long time, frankly, embarrassing stuff for ESPN. Just going through announcers. I think Joe Tess is good. He's a great boxing announcer.
Mm-hmm.
I think he sounds like college football.
Yeah. McDonough. Hockey, baseball, college football.
I think McDonough's really, really good.
Mm-hmm.
But I think Joe Buck is the best.
I do too, and a lot of people don't like him.
They don't think he's emotional enough.
I like him.
I like him too. I think he paints a great picture.
I have a lot of respect for guys like Joe Buck, Tessitore, McDonough, Tirico, to be able to do and be that good at multiple sports.
Yes.
Multiple.
Doing hockey ain't close to doing football.
No, like 100 times harder.
Yeah.
100 times harder.
Baseball ain't close to doing hockey. It's hard in a different way because you got a lot of time. You're basically doing a radio show with a baseball game as the undercurrent.
You're a different person. You have to be a different person every time you walk into a venue. Like you walk into a football stadium, oh, it's football, Joe Buck. Oh, it's golf. Yeah, I'm going to Augusta or whatever.
Nance is really good too.
Nance is really good too. Like, that's hard.
Real hard.
I have a lot of respect for
those guys. Joe Buck would do the Cowboys. It would always be the Cowboys. He would do the 425 game on Fox, hop in a helicopter, and go and do the World Series.
Yep.
Insane. 412-928-9370. Vibe check on Steelers v. Cowboys. I had something to say, and it fell right out of my head. Oh, because I wanted to chase the shiny object before we get back into Steelers-Cowboys. And we have a lot of phone callers, and I promise we'll get to everybody. We got to give these Stevie Wonder tickets away, after all. I've been watching Four Falls of Buffalo, the documentary on ESPN about, well, those Bills from the 1990s. Greg Brown was a color commentator for the Bills radio network.
Our Greg Brown?
Our Greg Brown.
Really?
I'm hearing Greg Brown on the Four Falls of Buffalo. I'm like, that can't be. There's no way. Little Wikipedia search. You talk about talent.
Wow.
You want to talk about talent. You also want to talk about pain?
Yeah.
Oh, Greg Brown. I think Greg is outstanding.
Yes.
Outstanding. He's calling the Buffalo Bills in the 90s, and then he's got to do the Pirates. They've had three good years.
Yeah.
And the Bills, I mean, you want to cry watching those games. That's tough.
That is very tough. Wow, I didn't know that. That's
I can't believe I had that blind spot. I can't believe I didn't know that either.
I bet you a lot of people don't know that.
Yeah. Well, now they do.
He's a football guy, huh?
He did a good job. They played a lot of his highlights, a lot of his calls. All right, vibe check. Steelers, Cowboys, back to the Sunday night football game. Carrie Underwood, things of that nature. 412-928-9370. I feel like the Steelers are going to win this game and maybe going away late. Did you give your prediction?
Not yet.
Oh. You have a vibe on the game? You have
not yet.
A feel? Oh, jeez.
Nope, got to wait to the end.
There's another thing at play in this game. Russell Wilson appears, or at least sounds, like he is healthy. Healthier. We'll hear what he had to say yesterday. We'll take your calls on Vibe Check. We're rolling on a Friday. October's Fire Prevention Month, 93.7 The Fan and the National Fire Sprinkler Association remind you to test your smoke alarms annually.
I love the process that we've been in, just in terms of just making sure that I'm fully ready and ready to go. And I feel like I'm right there. I got an extra day tomorrow, and we still got Saturday and everything else. So that's my mindset. Get ready for Sunday.
Russ feels like he's, quote, right there. Ray Fittipaldo on in the afternoon yesterday said he thinks Russell Wilson will be the backup quarterback. You and I agree, right, Doran, that unless Justin Fields gets hurt, you don't put Russ in at any point, right?
No, not at all. Not at all. He's definitely emergency number two.
Yes.
But, you know, next week, I don't know.
Mike Tomlin says Fields has to keep playing well and he has to win. And that's how he can continue to be the hot hand. I wonder at what point you just say he's the guy.
Never.
Yeah, probably not.
Never.
Probably not. You want to keep Russ happy, too. You don't want that thing to boil over. And Russ said all the right things yesterday. He was praising Justin Fields. We'll get more into Fields coming up at 8 o'clock. We want to take your calls, too, on Vibe Check Steelers Cowboys 412-928-9370. I did think we hit on a key point earlier, though, that Dallas has really struggled stopping the quarterback run. They really struggled with the read option against Lamar Jackson. Now you're going to have a capable backup quarterback in Russell Wilson if that is the way it all plays out. Maybe you do let Justin Fields run a little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know that this is a huge deal in that Russ is going to play at some point, break glass in case of emergency. I think that's why it's a big deal, because Justin might be able to run. And then I do think things probably come to a head next week, because he'll really be healthy, you would think, next week. 412-928-9370. KP in Green Tree next up. Hey, KP.
Hey, good morning. Good morning. How you guys doing?
Doing great. Good, man.
Just wanted to kind of sound off and add my two cents on this Steelers situation. First and foremost, it doesn't really bother me that we have two running backs that are injured. I mean, you guys forget we have weapons at receiver that can kind of like supplement the run game with some, like, you know, some quick screen passes.
They got Pickens. Who else they got?
Well, I mean, Calvin Austin's been on fire this year so far. I think if you get him, like, on a little misdirection, like, end-around type of thing, he can possibly break a few. I mean, do a little shovel pass. Now, you have Connor Hayward, who has experience, you know, taking handoffs at fullback.
I mean, we have some options to kind of supplement when we don't have a running back.
KP, do you like Stevie Wonder?
I do.
You want to go see Stevie Wonder on October 8th?
Absolutely.
Well, that's too damn... I'm just kidding. We'll put you on hold. I couldn't even follow through with it.
I know.
Congratulations to KP from Greentree. He's going to get those Stevie Wonder tickets October 8th at PPG Paints Arena. You a Stevie Wonder guy?
Yeah, back in the day. Of course. He's got jams, man.
Should we go?
You're not going to go.
Why not?
You want to go see Stevie Wonder?
See a legend? Does he have baby-making music?
Yes.
Yeah.
Some, yes.
Are you a... Personal question incoming.
No, I'm not a music guy during that.
Me neither, man.
No.
Some people talk about it like they need it.
Yeah, no.
I'm
focused.
I need to focus.
Yeah, I'm focused.
I could see myself, you know, falling in line with the rhythm a little too much. That kind of deal. Get distracted.
Yeah, I get too distracted.
Put a little Zach Bryan on in the background, and he's talking about heartbreak. I don't need that.
I'm focused on one thing.
What is it?
Getting the job done.
Getting the job done. Yeah, I've never been one for that. If I would be, I feel like you'd have to be like a record player.
Why?
I just feel like...
Start skipping?
Get some can't... Well, it's, you know. That's kind of my vibe. 412-928-9370. Texter, heard you refer to yourself yesterday as Adam Richard Crowley. You ever think about rebranding yourself as Dick Crowley? No.
Mm-mm. Maybe.
Jerk. 412-928-9370. If you want to get in line, you can text us and you can say mean things to me on that text line. We got a lot of compliments this morning. People saying that we make their drive to work even better, which is great.
Yeah.
We're loosey-goosey on a Friday.
It's Friday, baby. We got the college football weekend. Mm-hmm. Yeah, college football tonight. Mm-hmm. What was the stat you said yesterday? We're going to go, 50-some days with football on every night?
That's right. And you know what we got tomorrow? Nothing. Sunday is what I meant to say. 9:30 a.m. we get ourselves a football game, Doran. You got a London game.
Oh, do we?
Mm-hmm.
Who is it?
I don't know if it's London. It's overseas. The Jets and the Vikings.
Oh.
You remember when the Steelers played the Vikings in London a couple of years ago?
Yes.
Steelers started the season 0-4. Le'Veon Bell got hurt. Ben got strip sacked at the end of the game. It was terrible. Terrible. What do the Jets being in Europe have to do with Devontae Adams? We'll tell you next. And then we're getting into the Justin Fields conversation at 8 o'clock. I can see you furrowing your brow right now, Doran. You know what that means? It means it's a good tease.
Hmm. What are the Jets being in? I mean, you don't even know if they're in London.
Europe.
Okay.
Overseas. Maybe they're not even in Europe. They could be in Asia. I don't know where they are. They're overseas. We'll effort that information. We'll tell you exactly where they're playing this football game at 9:30 a.m. on Sunday. But what does that have to do with Devonta Adams? We'll tell you, and I'll tell Doran. 15-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. Texter, highly recommend getting busy to the Lion King soundtrack.
I'm trying to think.
Nah. Although that is kind of the circle of life.
Yeah, I'm good on that.
You plant the seed, Doran.
What?
It's the circle of life. Yeah. I'm trying to think of what would be the most problematic song on the Lion King soundtrack to get down to.
Or maybe a Disney soundtrack.
Hakuna Matata.
Can't do that.
Ain't no passing phrase. It means no worries for the rest of your days. That song slaps. Jonathan Jones, CBS Sports. He tweeted this out yesterday. Among the reasons why a Devontae Adams trade is unlikely this week include, and then he lists a few, the Raiders' compensation request, that'll do it, Adams' salary and cap charge, yeah, Adams' injury, sure, the Jets traveling overseas, and potential Week 5 injuries and a potential change of Adams' opinion on where to land. So he lists six things there. I feel like the one that kind of gets shoehorned in is the Jets traveling overseas. Like, yeah, Adams is hurt, so you want to see if he's healthy. That's important. Yeah, they probably want to see if any other receivers are going to get hurt, and then there might be more bidders for Devontae Adams. That makes sense. The inclusion of the Jets traveling overseas, Doran, makes me think it's the Jets and then everybody else. That the Jets are the team that is most likely to land Devontae Adams. And by the way, what, they don't got phones?
Yeah, like that wouldn't matter.
Wait, do we still do roaming charges? Is that still a thing?
That wouldn't matter.
Remember that back in the day, the roaming charges?
It'll probably happen the following week because they play Monday night. And usually you have a bye week after you travel. So that would have made sense, but they don't. So they play the Bills Monday night. It'll probably happen next week.
You're telling me they go to London, play a game against a good team in the Vikings, then they get back on a plane and they got to go play Buffalo?
And then guess who they play?
Tell me.
The Steelers.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I should have known that.
At night. Prime time again.
Boy, the Jets are up against it here.
Yes, they are.
That's a big-time three-game swing.
9:30 against the best team basically in the NFL, one of the best teams in the NFL, and then you got the Bills, one of the best teams, and then the Steelers, one of the best teams, and they're all on different times. Like, you're at 9:30 a.m., whatever time that's going to be in London. I mean, we could look it up, but I don't know. It's different. Then you fly back, like you just said, Monday night, Bills, and then Sunday night, you got Steelers.
I'll ask it in the form of a question instead of a statement because I don't know where I am on this, actually. Do you think losing games for the Jets makes them more heavier in the pursuit of Devontae Adams, or do you think winning games has them go after him harder?
I think
desperate times call for desperate measures, and if they start losing games with Rodgers, more games.
Right. I mean, after that Broncos, I think that was a desperate measure there after the Broncos loss.
At home.
And you scored, what, 9 points?
Yeah.
9 points?
Yeah.
And, you can't lose to the Bills. That's a division game. And then you have the Steelers. That's a conference game. Then you have the Patriots, which is a division game. And you have the Texans, which is a conference game. Like, until November, like November 10th, they have legit games that they need to win. So you probably want to make that happen ASAP whenever you go through that little test right there. And they're going to do it. Like, I mean, I think that we almost are in agreements.
That they're going to trade for Devontae Adams?
Yes.
Yeah, they're going to do that.
Yeah.
They're going to do that. Yeah. And then the Steelers are going to have to settle for a non-number two, which might be okay.
Depends who it is.
You just need an upgrade over Van Jefferson. And maybe you don't need to go all fantasy football and get the best available option. I'd like them to be heavily involved. I'd like to see what it takes. Fittipaldo said yesterday that he thinks the Steelers would be willing to give up a second and a fourth for this guy. If they are, and that gets turned down, you don't go any further than that.
No.
Two and a four is a lot. Texter, Adam, you're so weird and annoying.
I don't think you're weird. I don't think you're annoying.
Mom? It means no worries. You like that one? You ever get busy to the Mulan soundtrack?
I just told you I don't listen to music.
Yeah, but if you were going to, it would clearly be Hercules.
I've never Aladdin.
When I walk into the bedroom and I drop my robe and I'm standing there and my wife's taking it all in.
Oh.
Dun, 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 dun. Little Star Wars. Little Darth Vader theme.
I hate whenever you like paint a picture.
The lightsaber gets extended.
And then I see the picture. Like you paint the picture sometimes of like you.
I can help you paint it even more.
I have half
my chest shaved because of the heart monitor. So my right half, I look like Chewbacca, and the left half, I look like a naked mole rat.
Yeah, I don't. I'm good.
All right, coming up next, Arthur Smith, maybe the most praise we've heard out of anybody for Justin Fields to this point. What did he say? We react to it. What are we expecting from Justin Fields? What do we need to see from Justin Fields in this game? We'll get to all of it coming up next. You can always chime in on the Fan Hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Fan Weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. 24 Silverado 1500, 1.9% financing up to 36 months with approved credit through GM Financial. Full terms and conditions at sunchevy.com. Today, high is 78.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.